Sick Boys Radio Show. How's it going, fuckers?
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Fall of Sickness kicked us off. What scene? Because really, what scene? I mean, there's no shows going on. What bro, scene?
Johnster posted the Pawns are playing a show coming up in the IE. I think it's a Backyard Bash.
Right on. When is that?
Fuck, I gotta find
that. Of course, we don't have it right in front of us.
No, so,
I'm assuming sometime next month, since we're at the end of May, or maybe July.
Let me see.
That seems to be where everybody's like pushing. We gotta reopen by the 4th of July. Independence, man. I don't know. But the thing is how many people are gonna show up?
This Saturday. Saturday, May 23rd. No Fucks Punks presents.
That might be a live stream. Might have to look at that.
No. Grab your boots and come have some fun. Location, the IE, will be released day of.
Wow.
Did we mention it's someone's birthday too? See you all there. The Pawns. That's not streaming. These fuckers are playing.
Wow.
Don't know where, but it's going to be this Saturday somewhere out in the IE.
Sounds like this was something that was booked Punk Rock Bowling Weekend. You just can't give it up, can you? We want that Punk Rock Bowling Weekend spot. Fuck.
We want to play.
Yeah. I don't blame you, dude. If we could book gigs right now, guess where the fuck I would be.
Yeah.
Probably promoting something on this show and then going and playing later in the night.
So head on over to The Pawns on Facebook. That's like the chess piece, The Pawns.
Yeah, Pawns, P-A-W-N-S. I think they have a .com, too. I think it's just
Pawns. I think it's thepawns.com. You can go there as well. But go find out about that show. Head on out to the IE.
And shout out to Johnster. Because, like, dude, nobody ever has a bad thing to say about him. Like, he'll invite all the negative attention on Facebook, and still people just love the guy. Like, nobody fucking talks shit on him. And he's just a good... he's one of those people, when you actually talk to him face-to-face, you're like, oh, okay. He's one of, like, the nicest dudes you'll ever come across, really.
So go now, check him out.
I'm going to get my... Saturday. I'm going to get my tongue off his asshole and play some more music for you.
Play some fucking tunes,
Nori. Speaking of people that we love, we've had Richie on the show at least once.
Yeah, a couple times.
So play a new
then
one.
Then he got so stoned he couldn't talk.
Yeah, well, we all... to be fair, I think we smoked like 2 fat blunts
and
with Keith in them.
And then we were doing dabs, too.
And dabs.
And fucking Richie got so high, he couldn't talk. He just sat in the corner for the whole show.
Yeah.
Didn't say nothing. Just a giggle every once in a while.
Yeah, it was one of those, like, you make eye contact and he's like, and That was great. They'll come. They'll be back down here eventually.
Once
everybody's kind of... You know, I don't really have anything more to add to the COVID discussion.
Because
it all comes back to, we don't know.
CDC is recommending we open up.
Yeah.
So, we're going to open back up. So, this shit's ending. It's over, fellas. Party's over. Cake's been sucked dry.
America's tapping out.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
All right, so this is a brand new one. From Rundown Creeps.
Fuck yeah.
Haven't heard it before, but you're hearing it now. Unless you got YouTube or something. Fuck YouTube.
Shut up and play this track.
Here you go.
Here you go. When life gets hard and ambitions run thin, sometimes meaning and thinking about nothing. That's the way I just survive. The red circles round my eyes. It's starting to give break to a yam. And we've got it cut that nice. 18 more hours to go. Looks like we'll be driving close to life. Everyone's not moving, even if we could. Plus the 4 hours on the way to Pucks in the woods. And enough, that almost turned us into mixed media. We chill with Tacoma Pucks. Up in the trees, though we were cruising.
enough to hide the taste of my wash. Throw out the trash, it's my wash. Pick the tooth to pieces, my wash. It's all my wash. Feel a bit older, look over your shoulder. Keep up with the news before it happens to you. Stay in, go out, see the hand stretch out. For at least some cash, full of tabloid ratchet clashes. Enough to home to know the problems everywhere you go. So best stay in and see the blame apportioned to these nameless frames. Homeless, jobless, hungry, foreign bodies in our sights. Our reflection in their eyes. There's us to read between the lines of my wash. Fear of immigration, my wash. My wash. It's all my wash. Fear of suspicion creates a decision to walk out of vision and take a position. It's time to doubt, see the world stretched out in an atmosphere of social engineering. Distracted without getting bored enough to question what they're told is human-based response control. Then all it takes is stay awake and rise above this shit. It's the same mind-based response. Is this fuck you and your misogynistic mind wash? Bigoted and racist mind wash. War and money worship mind wash. Tits and bombs and dominant mind wash. Tits and bombs and dominant mind wash. Mind wash. Is your conscience in a coma? Is the bullshit taking over? Mind wash. Profit and pretension. Mind wash. Constant reinvention. Mind wash. Clarity prevention. Mind wash. Shattering attention. Mind wash. Pure indoctrination. Mind wash. It's the media classes. Mind wash, talking at their asses. Mind wash. It's mind wash. It's mind wash. It's mind wash.
You're back, Sick Boys Radio Show. That was Culture Shock with Mind Wash, courtesy of Alternative Tentacles. Wow, I got like three different boxes from Alternative Tentacles, one of which I haven't even opened yet. Because you get all this shit in the mail and you're like, I can only handle so much. And because it's all CDs. It's all fucking CDs. So, I don't know. Send us your CDs, but it takes a while to rip them. Because the thing is my laptop, I don't know about this laptop, but my laptop doesn't have a CD burner. So, I can't do anything with CDs. I gotta borrow someone else's laptop, rip MP3s off of them, and put
bring,
them on.
Yeah, just bring them over.
Yeah, just dump them all on Dart. That's the Dart's run. If you don't have enough CDs and shit already,
I'll take them.
Well, fuck. I think I borrowed enough of your CDs way back.
Yeah.
So, I owe you a little something. So, The Voids, before that, different from The Voids with the Z that you heard on the Divided, way fucking different band. And before that, the Hempsteadies, Temple of Boom, new one from the Chinkies. I just love Mike Park and anything Asian Man Records. I just kind of, soft spot. Trace the Morning Time and the Restart, Square One. And our homies, Run Down Creeps with Yellow Truck.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to more shit coming out from them through First Off Records or however they decide to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're putting out new shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
So, here's a cool fucking thing. We get sent new shit all the time, but we also get hit up with requests on Facebook randomly. Someone in the comments, and I'll have to, like, trace it back to find out who it is. But every once in a while, somebody recommends something that I've never heard before. And I go on YouTube it, and then I hit up the band, and they send us a bunch of shit. So, coming up next, here we go. Sonic Graffiti, and this one's called Broken Window.
Sonic Graffiti?
Fuck, it's getting late, ain't it?
Yeah. Sonic Graffiti, where are they from?
I'll have to look it up. Everybody calls me out. Where are they from? I don't know. You're supposed to know this,
you're
man.
You're supposed to know this
you're
shit.
You're playing,
man.
DJ here, dude. Like,
come on. You're cosplaying as a fucking radio guy.
You put out 17 weekly shows and fucking two different podcasts a week. But
speaking of the weekly
you don't know
shows,
where this one band's from.
Speaking of the weekly shows,
Cosplayer, really?
Yeah.
That's
Darsh Picks is coming back.
That was good.
I'm bringing that shit back.
You're bringing it back.
Bringing it back.
From the shitter. Did you ever hear episode 2 of Darsh Picks? It was literally from the shitter?
Yeah, I did that podcast while taking a shit.
That might be coming back.
That's coming back. Something to look forward to. Oh, fuck.
Have you ever thought to yourselves while you're sitting there on the shitter that there's somebody there producing content from the shitter? I mean,
it's 2020, baby.
Yeah, it's like the toilet is the most creative spot you can get to in the house.
And it's like the one spot in the house you can close the door and be quiet. You know what I mean? People will leave you the fuck alone.
Be alone with your thoughts,
especially
if you're
you
like,
got kids,
or especially if you're like me on a Monday morning shitting your pants. Everybody's gonna want to leave you the fuck alone.
Oy vey. So Sonic Graffiti,
yeah, here we go. Sick Boys Radio,
Sick Boys Radio Show.
This is Brain Fragment, and you're listening to Sick Boys Radio.
Sick Boys Radio.
radio. again tonight.
You're back! Sick Boys Radio Show! How's it going, fuckers?
Well, we played a shit ton of music for you, and I'll be honest, the neighbor left some weed over here, and kind of grabbed me by the boo-boo. Like, I can't even fucking talk right now. Yeah, I don't know. When you don't smoke that much after smoking a lot for a prolonged period of time, it fucks with your tolerance. So if you go from being like, say, a heavy weed smoker to just smoking once a day or something, that once a day turns into a lot of times you get really, really stoned. So, yeah.
Fucks you up. That first one of the day always
gets you. I can barely talk. So that was the Hacks right there from Denver with Bankrupt and the Pawns, Documented Lies, the Follow-Ups. You might be seeing the trend here. And Brain Fragments, Searching for Signal. A couple of bands we interviewed. I just said, hey, you know what? I'm pulling this playlist out of my ass anyways. I might as well play bands that we like, that we interviewed, that we're friends with.
Might as well.
And Sonic Graffiti with Broken Window. So, I don't know. Sick Boys Radio, what the fuck? We're watching a thing about Joe Rogan going to Spotify, and we're like,
making this might be a good million thing. Dollars, that fucking son of a bitch.
This might be a good thing for all of us, though. This might be good news for us podcast
types. Here's the thing. It sounds like Spotify's going to be doing a video platform, and that's why they're buying up all these podcasts. They also do fucking YouTube shows. They're buying up these podcasts and they're taking them off of YouTube. And so it looks like Spotify is going to come out with a video platform. So let's wait and see how that turns out. It may be a really badass thing, or it may be a really just ass.
Yeah, it could be UFC or it could be XFL. We'll fucking see. It is what it is.
Yeah. It's either the Beatles or the Monkees, man.
Oh, shit. Shots fired. There's people who actually like the Monkees.
They're like, cool, I like that fake band.
Yeah, did they actually play instruments?
I don't think they actually played. I think they were just actors, man.
Fuck, Davy Jones didn't sing or play any of those instruments?
I think he faked it. I think they faked it.
That's fucking great.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know for sure.
I'll be honest, the only reason I know why Davy Jones exists, not a Monkees fan, is we all got done playing in the Doho one time, and I had to go back there for something. I forgot what it was. And I'm leaving, and I heard on the radio that Davy Jones from the Monkees died. I was like, okay, Davy Jones. Isn't that like a historical figure?
No. Isn't it like Davy Jones' locker at the bottom of the ocean when the pirates?
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck. I should have really done my research before I brought that up.
Yeah, but you should have brought that up when we were sober.
But I remember hearing Davy Jones, and of course, naturally, you go to your phone, you're like, oh, he's from the Monkees. So
I just know, hey, we're the Monkees.
Yeah.
And I remember there was like a movie. And, like, they were, like, listening to the Beatles, and they were like, how are we going to compete with that?
There's basically, like, that's one of those bands that made one or two albums, made a Christmas album, and call it quits. Like,
it's not a real band. They were actors. I don't even think they played their own instruments. I think it was just dubbed in.
So it was a Ted Nugent type of deal.
Ted Nugent? Ted Nugent can actually play.
Ted Nugent can actually play, but it's not him on Stranglehold singing or playing.
Okay.
It's wild. If you think about it. It's wild.
All right. Fucking Nordy's lost. Play some fucking music before you trip over your tongue or something.
All right. So here we go. Jello Biafra, Mojo Nixon. Are you drinking with me, Jesus? Sick Boys Radio.
Amen.
Lives and the cell door slammed. Give it up and die. She's looking at me, the look she's giving, down on her hands and knees. It's more than a lot, she loves it too much. It's all in her sexual touch. She'll slam you and pound you and beat you all around. Throw you off the bed, slam you to the ground. You'll love it, you'll like it, it's 4 7 days. And not for one night stand, cause this is how she plays. Sex junkie, she does it all the time. She's a sex junkie, she's feeling so fine. It's like a drug, it's feeling good, she needs it every day. And if she don't care, she can't live her life that way. She doesn't wanna hold my hand, she doesn't wanna love me. The only choice is we move your clothes, please. Do what I tell you, I'm gonna take it all. You're gonna be my new human sex doll. Sex junkie, she does it all the time. She's a sex junkie, she's feeling so fine. It's like a drug, it's feeling good, she needs it every day. And if she don't get it, she can't live her life that way. She does it all the time. She's a sex junkie, she's feeling so fine. It's like a drug, it's feeling good, she needs it every day. And if she don't get it, she can't live her life that way.
Oh yeah. Shut up, let's get it on. Shut up, let's get it on. Shut up, let's get it on.
She does it all the time. She's a sex junkie, she's feeling so fine. It's like a drug, it's feeling good, she needs it every day. And if she don't get it, she can't live her life that way.
Well, this is the end of the Sick Boys Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in, man.
That was Carpet right there from the LBC.
Fuck yeah.
What time? We saw them. Fuck.
Fuck, it's been forever ago now.
Yeah. Because there's been no shows. I think the last time there were shows were like 2 months ago. That's the longest I've ever gone without a show since I was probably 17.
Yeah.
At least. That's fucking crazy.
It's nuts.
It's a long fucking time, man.
Yeah, it's been like 3 months. Like
Bush was president, bro.
We were supposed to go in lockdown for like 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and somehow flatten the curve turned into like, don't go outside or you're a murderer.
Yeah, but and like anytime somebody coughs or sneezes at the grocery store, people look at them like they just shouted the N-word out.
Okay, like here's the thing. I'm an asshole at work, and so whenever I got a cough or sneeze at work, I always look to the person closest to me and go, fuck that COVID.
Whoa. Shit. I don't really have a response for that. That's very constructive.
Most of them don't speak English. They don't understand what I'm saying. They just smile and nod.
Oh, good day then. And that's cool. Like, we gotta be cultured all in our own way.
You know, there's a big chunk of the warehouse that think I'm management.
Because you're white.
Because I'm white. And I'm like, no, I'm a grunt too, but yeah, no. That's white privilege.
No, this kid is just running the mill right next to you, bud. Not management whatsoever.
Not at all. But yeah. There's a big, they come to me with problems. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck. And then they try and talk. And I'm like, huh?
You don't even roll up their clean shaven anything like that.
No. No. I'm the guy.
I'm bagging like, a no effects hoodie.
Yeah. I wear the same pair of jeans all week long, dude. Like, fucking, yeah. And this fucked up, torn up, no effects fucking hoodie. Like, I got this scraggly ass fucking, like, think, like, 1860s minor fucking The old guy who just found a gold nugget and he's dancing in his underwear next to the creek. That's what I look like.
But make no mistake about it. Dar gets into his work, and if I were to walk up to him while he was working, just randomly, he would look at me like, who the fuck are you, bro? Like, yeah. He just gets into it.
Anyway, hey, what you guys need to do is search the Googles for Sick Podcasting Collective. We're on the Spotify, we're on the SoundCloud, we're on the iTunes, we're on the fucking everything, the Google Play. Everywhere that there are podcasts, fucking you find podcasts, you'll find ours.
Yeah.
So, find wherever you like to go.
Yeah, and we
and
thank
check out our other shows.
We got to thank Voodoo Radio and Punk Rock Demonstration for playing this show.
Yeah.
If they do at all. You know, thank you.
Thanks.
I mean, it plays during the day when I don't always have the opportunity to promote it like I'd like. So, it just is what it is.
Way to go, dude. If you're in a band you want to get played on this show or any of our other shows, send your tracks with a short little bio over to sickboysradio@gmail.com. What else? Share the fuck out of this shit.
Yeah, if you like it. Yeah, or if you have like something negative.
Or if you don't. Yeah, if you don't like it,
negative,
share it with...
or share like, these guys are assholes.
Yeah, fuck these dudes.
These guys are a couple of chads, man.
These guys are assholes, man. Yeah. They say bad shit.
I'm sure you could go way back a couple of years. Well, punk band promotions is fucking dead now. So,
like all the
old Sick Boys, except for what I put up on the Internet Archive Project, are gone.
And what's on that hard drive and what's on the hard drive, the Toshiba hard drive, the other one?
Yeah.
I still have the hard drives. I'm waiting on that cord fucking Wish.
That reminds me, I have that old Seagate that I have too. There's a bunch on there, but
we got to find them because, yeah, we relied on other people
to record shit.
To hold on to, like, to archive the old shows.
And, like, to record them. Remember when we did the live thing and we'd have to rely on them to record?
Yeah, they, oh, yeah. I do remember that. Yeah, dude. So we've been doing this a long time, and we've had a whole bunch of different platforms and different ways of doing it.
Yeah.
So, like, we've tried it all.
And if you've, like, followed us for any period of time, thank you, I guess.
Yeah. But if you go back, if you could find the old shows from when we were doing them in my bedroom, yeah, well, you're definitely going to be offended. Yeah.
Yeah. We probably said some shit.
Yeah, the shit that would not fly these days at all. I know, because I still say that shit now, and it's not flying very much.
Yeah. And Mixler deleted all the show reels, too.
Oh, really?
Starting in, I think, last January.
Or something. Assholes!
So...
Yeah. We should have, you know, downloaded and saved archives.
I have a lot of those, though, because I had to edit them together to send to other stations, you know.
Yeah.
You remember.
Yeah. Them stations.
Yeah.
All right, motherfuckers.
Wow, we just talked about a whole lot of nothing in this whole hour plus episode, but, you know,
it's beer what we is do good.
Sometimes. Weed is good.
Weed is good.
All right, so playing us out is going to be the Atomic Bombs.
Punk rock music is good.
Yeah. We miss live shows, and even more than that, we miss the Atomic Bombs.
Yeah, god damn it, Rex.
Come back.
Where the fuck did you go? Hey, let's have a contest. We'll give away free fucking Alternative Tentacles merchandise. to whoever can hunt down Rex. Yeah. It's kind of like Where's Waldo, only where's that fucking old punk rocker? Where's Rex?
Don't they stop Rex?
Seriously, we will give you all of our alternative tentacles merch if you can hunt down Rex. Hunt him down.
All right. This is the Atomic Bombs. Bigot.
Here you go, fuckers. Later days.
While you hypnotize the crowd, you're a hateful bigot, Adolf Hitler would be proud. Solidarity, unity, you'll never understand. Bomb that up your age, try to separate the land. You bigot piece of shit, suck my dick. You're a prison bigot, that's why we wrote this law. Not a real idea of what the fuck is going on. Got a lot of bullshit when your eyes are painted red. Run up in the world for the problems in your head. You can pick up the solid coffee and get the fuck out of bed. You will fool my time and insert people sing the blues. Here it was a bigot, murder, Christian, Muslim, and Jew. We believe in freedom, freedom for us to choose. Why you hypnotize the crowd? You're a hateful bigot, Charles Benson would be proud. Modernity, unity, you'll never understand. Bomb out of your age, try to separate the land. There's a better way, spew out all your hate. It's called education and intelligent debate. Hate your bigotry and murder, who really was the parent? You need to judge those individuals according to your merit.